Well, happy Memorial Day weekend. And I do want to give prayers and blessings to all of our loved ones who passed before us and the sacrifices that they made for our country, especially including the veterans who, without their efforts, we would not even have even the remaining shreds of this constitutional republic. And one of the rights that they fought for was, of course, the Second Amendment, which is a God-given right that's simply described in the Bill of Rights. And the Second Amendment is under extreme attack, of course, by this tyrannical regime that is currently in power. And over this Memorial Day weekend, one of my activities, I don't know about yours, but you know, before May 31st, I'm going to remove pistol braces from the AR-15 pistols that I have. I've got a handful of these pistols, and my favorite one is made by Maxim, by the way, M-A-X-I-M. It's actually in 7.62 by 39, and it's really just, it's the best kind of car gun or truck gun, you know, like self-defense in your vehicle. In my opinion, where legal, obviously. But because you know I'm a stickler for obeying the federal laws when it comes to guns, you know, I never advocate doing anything illegal, nor do I do anything illegal myself. I own suppressors, all ATF approved, by the way. You know, I have concealed carry, passed all the background checks and all that. And, you know, I don't want to give the ATF any reason to give me any trouble. So I will be removing those pistol braces this weekend. Now, I know some of you, because I've seen people say this in comment sections and chat rooms in various places, some of you are screaming, you know, do not comply, do not comply. Well, my intention is to actually allow the lawsuits to do the job here, because I think this ATF move is going to be overturned. But in the meantime, I am going to comply. As long as this regulation is on the books, I'm going to remove those pistol braces, and I don't have, you know, I don't have any intention of putting them back on. But you have to decide what you want to do. I just think it's safer to take them off right now, or you can change your barrel of that rifle to a full-length barrel, you know, a 16-inch barrel, and then you just have an AR-15 rifle, full-length barrel rifle with an arm brace on it. You might as well just put a regular stock on it at that point, and now you have a rifle, which is a non-NFA item, right? So even the ATF says that that's one way you can do this and you can be in compliance. But I think lawsuits are, well, I know lawsuits are coming, and there might be a temporary restraining order. And in the meantime, you know, I can just practice with other rifles, regular rifles. I don't have to have an arm brace set up all the time. But here's the thing. Ultimately, the ATF is a lawless fiefdom, right? They write their own laws completely outside the rule of law. They make up their own version of laws without Congress passing a law and without even a president signing off on it. So, and in this case with the arm braces, they previously issued multiple letters confirming that these arm braces were perfectly legal to own and to buy and sell, which is how I acquired them, right? Because again, I keep everything legal. So I acquired them legally. And then now the ATF is coming along and saying, oh, even though you acquired them legally, now we're gonna make you into a felon. Well, that's just absurd. That's nonsense, it's unfair, it's tyrannical. And that's why I think that the lawsuits will ultimately prevail. At least I'm hoping they do. But in the meantime, you might be asking, well, do I need to destroy this arm brace, or do I need to just remove it, or do I need to remove it and put it somewhere else? Because there's all this debate online, and I recommend, by the way, that you watch Washington Gun Law with William Kirk, I think, is the host there, and he gives excellent information. But even he will tell you it's not clear. It's not clear what you need to do to comply. Even if you destroy the arm brace, how do you prove to the ATF that you destroyed it? You know, I melted down this piece of plastic. And, well, the ATF is going to say, well, show us the melted plastic. And what do? You hand them like a crumble, a little blackish nugget that was once plastic, and you say that used to be the arm brace? I mean, what? It becomes absurd. And how do they know you didn't just melt down some other piece of plastic and call it your former arm brace or something? You know what I'm saying? It's insane. How do you prove that you destroyed something? So what a lot of people are doing is just removing the arm brace, and then they are separating the arm brace from the pistol. And in some kind of a semi-permanent fashion. And so I just want to, I mean, you have to decide what to do for yourself and get your own legal advice. But if you were to do this, I think it would be wise not to have that arm brace in the same building as your AR-15 pistol, because the ATF could theoretically argue, I forgot what they call it, constructive something, where, oh, you're going to reconstruct those two. You're going to put them back together. So if you don't even have the arm brace in the same house or even on the same property, because the arm brace by itself is a perfectly legal thing to own. You can own an arm brace. There's nothing illegal about it. Even under the new regulations, there's nothing illegal about just owning arm braces. But if you own an arm brace and it's right next to your pistol, the ATF might argue that, oh, you intend to connect those two, which isn't difficult, doesn't take very long. You intend to connect those two, and therefore, you're in trouble. You know, therefore, you're a felon facing up to 10 years in prison, apparently, according to the ATF. So make up your own mind what you're going to do, whether you choose to separate these things or how much you're going to separate them, let's say, and then, or whether you wish to destroy your arm braces. And if you do, I will say this, I will give you this one piece of advice. If you choose to destroy your arm brace by, I don't know, lighting it on fire or something, you should probably film that. Except it might get you in trouble with the local fire marshal. So I don't know. But if the ATF asks, it'd be good to be able to show them that film. Here I am melting down these plastic pieces in order to not go to prison for 10 years, right? You can show them the video. So I don't know. You decide what you're going to do. I am not keeping arm braces in the same building, in the same house, not even on the same property. Beyond that, I can't tell you what to do. But I'm not someone who's going to say, you know, screw the ATF, do not comply. And I'm not going to film a video of just like, you know, come and get me, asshole. No, I'm not that guy. I'm going to take the arm brace off. I'm going to wait for the lawsuits. I'm going to wait for this to be overturned. And then I will celebrate by going out and getting a new arm brace to replace the one that I got rid of. And I will attach an arm brace onto that pistol, perhaps on camera, to celebrate the overturning of the ATF regulation, if indeed that's the outcome that happens in the court system. But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, leave it to the ATF to turn up to, what, 5 million Americans into felons overnight, law-abiding Americans that just want to practice self-defense and be safe in their homes in an increasingly violent society where the police are being defunded by the Democrats. I mean, you know, God forbid, you want to protect yourself, right? So do what's right for you and decide what makes the most sense for you. I can't give you legal advice. I'm not your attorney. So you should probably seek out that legal advice and decide what to do. But I'm not going to give the ATF any reason to come charge me with, you know, felony possession crime of an unregistered NFA item. That's just me. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and brighttown.com. Have a happy Memorial Day. And also check out our Memorial Day sales event at healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. Very easy to remember, healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. We have a lot of supplements and products on sale. 10% off a lot of supplements. We've got silver-infused pillows. We've got a lot of great stuff. And many things are back in stock. We actually have inventory now, which is sometimes rare because of the supply chain failures that are happening out there. So check it all out, healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. Thanks for your support. Take care.